Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You are listening to us live on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For those people that might be unfamiliar with my voice, my name is Peter Mingles. We started our radio show many, many years ago, and I wanted to do this so we can actually have a great platform, give microphones to people that are the great people doing things in the home-based business arena. Sometimes the bad people get all the press, you know, the squeaky wheel, the crooks, the con men or women, you know, the people that are socially, like, not capable of, like, holding a regular job. They call themselves psychologically unemployable, and that's probably true. But the reality is there's a lot of really great people in home-based businesses. And you, if I can lecture you, who's listening, and need to know about this stuff. So we started Building Fortunes Radio, all again, kind of like tongue-in-cheek. I know you're all adults. So we do this stuff so we can actually share with you some of the great people, because I get lots of phone calls all the time. Hey, who are the good ones? You know, who can I work with? You know, who's really solid? Who isn't going to be, you know, the wrong kind of person? Well, I started to do a radio show with Doris Wood, who was the original founder of the MLMIA, which stands for the Multilevel Marketing International Association, and she had a guest several times, and her name is my guest speaker right now, Janine Avila. And Janine and I, you know, the first time we ever met was doing a radio show, and I was listening to her. She was doing her little thing, and I was shaking my head up and down, like with agreement, as opposed to shaking my head as I playfully slay left to right. Like, I can't believe this. You know, we've all been there. Like, oh, my gosh, I need to get some mental straps so my brain doesn't loosen up. Like, where is this person coming from? But with Janine, it was always up and down. And I sensed also hard worker, lots of integrity, you know, truthful, honest, no BS, kind of working. You know, all the stuff that she was teaching, she was doing as well. And I really enjoyed those. And then she went away for a little bit. And then, you know, we're doing Building Fortunes Radio. And all of a sudden, I get a phone call from Janine. Hey, I'm back. I'm like, great. You know, where you been? Because I have a memory like a goldfish, you know? Like, so, yeah, I know. So where you been? So anyway, so we start having a conversation about stuff, and she's like, I want to do the radio show again. I said, that would be great. Number one, I like working with Janine. She's really good to work with. Number two, you know that she's always got everyone's best interest at heart. And then you know that she's doing the stuff that she's talking about. So if you ever turn your success over to her and say, hey, can you help guide me? You can do that with Janine Avila. She's got her own domain name, JanineAvila.com. We put her on her own radio station with us, buildingfortunesradio.com/Janine. So it's easy for you to be able to find it. And each one of her radio shows have really been a piece that could kind of stand alone and also go in sequence. So you can share this with your group. You can start from the beginning. You can start wherever you start. But the really great stuff is you should take notes, because Janine's got a lot of really great things and thoughts and ideas that you could learn from. And you can feel safe, meaning exposing your team to Janine as well. So if you're looking for a coach, she could be that for you. If you're looking for an upline, she could be that for you. If you're looking for just some generic training, she could be any or all of that stuff for you. So she is like the perfect person to be my guest host tonight, which is Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. And I just love it because she does the stuff that she talks about. So Janine, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much, Peter. That's such a lovely introduction. And I appreciate it because, as you know, I have a lifetime of experience, and a lot of it was trial and error, and a lot of my success was accidental. I just wouldn't give up on things and trying things. And what I love to do is I can help save people from some of the mistakes I made. So I can help shortcut this journey for people. By just kind of like it's, I think I'm kind of like a tour guide, that I've been down there a lot of times and I've got the scars, and I'm almost like a Crocodile Dundee type. It's like, oh no, don't go to that event. You know, you want to do this or you want to do that. And it's just from years of experience, and I've had some great friends and great mentors, and I love doing this show. I'm absolutely passionate about home business, And that's what I love about working with you, Peter, is that I know you share that. And to me, to be able to work from home, and just today I was actually really enjoying it because I had a crazy busy day and I had to go to the chiropractor and I had things to do and I was watching my son's dog. And so there's just all the things you can blend together and really design the life you want. You can, instead of just paying for your home that you're never in, you can actually work from it and make a profit from it if you do it right. And that's what I love. The shows that we've done in sequence begin with, you know, show one, if you go all the way back, like I just got a new coaching client and I just love her. She's amazing. Her name's Marcia Boyd. And she went to my website and I have on the bottom left-hand corner of my website on JeaneAvila.com, I've got the Building Fortunes radio site and a link to all the past shows. And she started listening to all these shows. So by the time we had our first intake call, she had said, oh my gosh, I've been doing all the, I'm so excited. She listened to all the shows already. So it's going to make it so much easier to work with her because she did her homework. And that's a dream client for me. She went back and she listened to the shows and she was just really easy to work with. So I'm very grateful for the show. Last week's show was such a huge success. I had no idea it was going to land like that. We did Breaking Bad Habits, and I talked about seven habits that could be really holding you back. And even if you're doing great, and you may be doing some of these things, if you shift those, I truly believe you'll go to the next level. And so just as a follow-up to that show, one thing that, you know, when you give somebody the bad news, you want to give them the good news. Like, here's the course correction. So we talked about working without a calendar, unresponsiveness, not really knowing how to use your cell phone, poor communication skills, being unprepared for meetings, being ineffective at communication and leaving messages, and not knowing and understanding social media. And I seriously kind of went on a rant last week, but I got a lot of great feedback from that. People said, you just really hit the points of the things that, you know, that I do. And some people were uncomfortable, but they saw themselves in some of those things. And I got an email today from someone that said they had listened to the show last week. And she said, you know, you've been driving these points home for years and it's really starting to sink in. And they're just basic fundamental principles. And so we went over them. And if you did not hear last week's show, please go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Jeaneen and listen to it. Breaking Bad Habits, or it's Breaking Bad, you know, Habits. So that was obviously really last week, identifying those habits. So this week, I thought it would be better to talk about what do you do? We don't want to just depress everybody. So you have these bad habits and they're not that. So the good news is they're not that hard to break. So working without a schedule, you just start making a schedule. So what I thought I'd do is just kind of give you, I have five things here to really help you break these bad habits. And number one is you just choose a substitute. You just, it's like being aware, being conscious of it. So if you're running around and you don't use a calendar and you haven't been making a schedule, and you don't have to be rigid, but you have to know where you're supposed to be the next day. And you have to have some kind of a way to track that. And so if you need help, you get help. But becoming aware of it, and we talked about that last week. So choose a substitute for whatever the bad habit is. And if it's running around as a free spirit without a calendar, then you get a calendar, or you start putting information in your phone, or you start writing it down on a piece of paper. And you just be aware, just pay attention to the things that you do, and you catch yourself. So one of the habits I talked about was, and this is a big one for people, is unresponsiveness. People read a text message and they don't respond. And how many times do they say, oh, I thought I responded, but I didn't. And I talked about it's a bad habit to read your email in the grocery store line because you get up there and you can't be on your phone, you can't respond, and now you're on to the next thing, and it's just inefficient. So we just have to be so careful. Because these devices that we have today, our cell phones and the things we have, they're like a double-edged sword. When I sit at my desk and I work on email, I sit here and I read one and I think about it and I either do the research I have to do so I can give an appropriate response, then I respond. Then I delete that email. I was talking to somebody the other day that has about 2,400 email sitting in her email account. And to me, that's unusual because I go through and I deal with an email, then I delete it. And then I don't have all that clutter. The clutter is what slows us down and drives us crazy. So it's just a good habit to look at the email when you're sitting where you can do something about it. So that's why I'll control myself and I won't look at my email if I'm in the gym or the grocery store line or the coffee shop, because I know there may be something I have to know and research and respond to. So you catch yourself, because it's these phones, we're like addicted to them. And I am too. I'm not judging anybody. I do the same thing. And I start to look, but I catch myself and I'm like, oh, I'm not going to do this right now. And if I want to play with my phone, then I do something like Facebook or Instagram or Snapchat, or I do something like that that doesn't require an intelligent response and a business decision, where usually email does. So you catch yourself, oh, I shouldn't be doing this right now. You know, I have a 10-year-old grandson named Cruz, and I was talking to him about his behavior, and I kept saying, you just got to catch yourself. So after that, he'd be like, oh, I shouldn't have said that. Oh, I shouldn't have done that. And I thought how cute it was that he's starting to catch himself. But that's what we have to do as business people and as adults, is just say, oh, I shouldn't be doing this right now. So awareness and catching yourself is key to breaking it. Another thing that's super important is to grab a buddy. And, you know, it's like, I've been saying this for years. It's like divers. When you want to go scuba diving, you have to have a buddy. And that keeps you safe. And that there's just, you know, that's just a great thing for life, is to grab a buddy, somebody that you trust, somebody that will, and I hesitate to use the word hold accountable, because it kind of irritates me when people talk about, oh, we need accountability programs, because there's ways to keep people on track, on point, help you get what you want, but it's not this sort of authoritarian accountability buddy. It's just somebody who's like you, and you guys are like a couple of mountain climbers with ropes around each other's waist, and you're going to keep each other. One of you starts to fall and the other one tugs on the rope. And that's the kind of buddies I like, who are likely to fall, and we're going to help each other. And that's like a really good partnership. So you grab a buddy and you're like, hey, I'm trying to be better about responding to text messages. Let's just pick on that. So I would say to my buddy, I want to be better about that. And so if you send me a text and I don't respond, can you like call me out? Because that's what I need. Because a lot of it is unawareness. I call people sometimes and I'm like, hey, did you get my text? You know, I'm waiting for an answer on that. And it's one thing. It's like, hey, you know how they send those texts? What is it? WYD, like what you doing? That's different than a text that says, hey, are we able to come by this afternoon? We need to pick up that order. Those are different. So I'm talking about, you know, texts that have business outcomes attached to them, or something bad or good can happen, but it's based on the response to the text. So you grab an accountability buddy and you say, if I don't respond, can you like call me or send me another text or let me know? And I'm kind of annoyingly famous for, if I send somebody a text and they don't respond, then I use the emoji that's the little finger pointing up. Sometimes I want to use the other finger, but I don't. The finger pointing up, and I'm pointing to the message above, and I'm like, hey, because I know people get busy. So I'm trying to make it fun, and I want to remind them, hey, I'm still waiting for an answer on that. Because myself included, people get a lot of texts. So you just use creative ways, and you grab a buddy and somebody that you're comfortable with, that you respect, that will call you out and say, hey, I'm waiting for a response. Oh, I do that with people to help keep them on point. It's getting me the information I need, but it's also like teaching and training them to keep them on point. And then I'm just going to say number five, and then Peter, I thought we could just kind of have an open discussion about it. Number five is this, you know, this is true for anything that you want in life. If you visualize yourself the way you want to be and you affirm it, you write it down. And, you know, you whether you say it out loud or you write it down, and what you want to change about yourself, these habits you want to change, you want to have good habits. You want to have good success habits. So it would look like this. You would say, like, you know, I get up early every morning and I check my email and respond to each one, and then I delete the ones that are done. So I keep a controlled, maintained email box. Or I respond to my text immediately and on time. I keep a calendar, and, you know, and you just talk in the present tense. I'm not telling anybody things you don't know. You don't say, I'm going to. You talk as if. I always show up on time or early to my appointment, and I keep track of things visually, and I review, and I show up prepared to meetings, and I'm a good communicator, and I'm mindful about the messages I leave for people, and I'm creative about the messages I leave for people. And you start to just instill that. It's like installing a program in your brain, and you start to tell yourself that, and pretty soon that's who you are, and that's what you're doing, and then you're functioning efficiently, and you're going to start to see a difference in the way people respond to you. You're going to start to see a difference in your income, your productivity, and you're going to, and most importantly, it's a self-esteem builder. You're going to build your own self-esteem, because at some level, it doesn't feel good to not respond. And like, if you're listening to this right now live or on the podcast, how do you feel when you realize you never responded? It's not a good feeling. I mean, if you care, there's probably some people that don't care, but I don't think that's most of the listeners of this show. It's just, it's accidental, or it's because we're overwhelmed, or because we got too busy, we got distracted, we got sidetracked, and you want to respond. You've read it, and in your mind, you thought a response, but you didn't do it. But it just takes discipline. It's just like working out. You build that muscle, that you build that discipline that helps you to respond and be on point with your communication, because communication is just a key factor in success in business. And in the old days, we picked up a phone, and we called somebody. Well, let's even go back to the old days. There wasn't even answering machines. I'm so old school. That's one of the reasons I think I'm very diligent about my follow-up. When I started in business, we didn't even have answering machines, believe it or not. Some of you are like, what's an answering machine? Well, that was before voicemail. And the thing was, if I wanted to talk to somebody, I had to call back. It was my responsibility. And if you take that word, responsibility, apart, it's your ability to respond. So it was my responsibility. If I wanted to talk to Peter and I called, I'd get ring, 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 and he didn't answer. So I had to call him back until he did answer. And that's the way we did it. And I never laid down that principle. So if I'm calling Peter today and he isn't responding, I'll still keep calling him until I get him. But I'm not going to be annoying and say, this is the fourth time I've called, or, you know, anything like that. I don't expect him to call me. I make it my business to call him. But in business, you want to respond. You want to be there for people. So you just make it a habit, and you just write that about yourself, that you're good at it. Sometimes I hear people say, oh, I'm so bad at names. I'm so bad at returning phone calls. That kind of self-talk is so damaging, because your mind is like a little computer, and everything, it's a robot, and everything you say, then that's what your mind believes, your subconscious mind, your brain, but you're programming yourself to continue that bad behavior. So you just have to say things like, I'm really good at names. And I'm just, you know, Peter, after I turned 50, I just started telling people whatever I thought. When they say I'm really bad at names, I say, don't say that. Get really good at names. Names are important. The sweetest sound to the human ear is the sound of a person's own name. It's important. Pay attention. Don't just tell me you're bad at names. And don't reinforce bad behavior. So as you, if you're listening to this show, you're a person that wants to do better. You want to improve. You want to have a super successful home business. You want to surround yourself with the right people in life. So just reinforce good behavior. Say, I'm good at names. I'm good at returning phone calls. I'm like this. I return my phone calls right away. I respond to my emails right away. I respond to my texts. I carry a calendar, and I leave the house on time, and I show up on time. And a lot of it, this isn't anything new, what I'm saying, but what I'm saying is a lot of times people use this self-talk, these positive affirmations, they're with weight loss or they want to quit smoking or to do with their financial goals. So I'm just saying, break it down further. It's not just, you know, I'm living in a mansion on, you know, the cliffs of San Diego overlooking the ocean. That's great to visualize, but break those little bad habits in the middle and use the same principles that put you up on the cliff in San Diego to help you return your phone calls, return your texts. You know, it's the little things that make a big difference. So, Peter, I'm going to go to you because I know you must have some input on this topic.
We do. Let's do this. We'll take our commercial break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Janine Avila. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Janine, we'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, networklead.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networklead.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. Networklead.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here with Janine Avila. Go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Janine. You'll be able to hear the previous radio shows. And I love listening to Janine because, I nod my head in agreement. So let me just kind of use like one example. By the way, this is not about me. This is about everybody else that kind of takes leadership seriously. I've been training people for my whole entire adult life. Didn't mean to. Kind of like was thrust into it. It was a natural consequence of the things that I do, especially if you're going to run your own company. You have to be good at leadership, and you also have to be responsible for everything. So I learned a long time ago from Brian Tracy, if you say out loud, you know, I am responsible, I'm responsible, I'm responsible, I'm responsible. You know, you do that sort of stuff, and then you can, it's a lot easier because at least then you can take responsibility for most of your stuff. Well, Janine used the word until, I'll call until, and, you know, in the training that I have kind of accumulated myself, I won't make this an original idea, it might be, but I would talk to people and I'd say, until is a number. Like, maybe some people can't fathom that. But until is a number. Well, what's the number? Like, people would say, well, how many times should I call before I give up? Like, well, you call until you've spoken to them. And then you found out whether, you know, so until is a number. Is until five? I don't know. Until, is it three? I don't know. Is it 300? I don't know. Until is until. Now, as a company owner, there's always, especially technology, there's always stuff that's going on. And anybody that works with me would realize that if a server is down or if an email isn't working or whatever, people would say, well, I called. Oh, I texted you. And like literally my blood boils because, okay, but is it still broken? Oh, yeah, but I texted you. I'm like, okay, so you text me until I respond. You text me until you get me on the phone. You text me until is a number. How many? Until I tell you when to stop. I mean, the reality is if something's down, something's down. Oh, I sent you an email. Well, to which one? Until I respond. I didn't see it. Like, are you kidding me? So if I sound like I'm yelling, I am. Because it's true, until is a number. That's why I love working with Janine, because she uses the same language that I do, even though we grew up in different worlds, kind of, you know, she ran a business, you know, Tupperware and different things like that. But we have the same mindset because we may explain it slightly differently. You know, I love listening to her explanations because I'm like, oh, I like that. I do the same thing, but I just say it this way, but I like the way you say it. So I pick up some stuff from hosting this radio show, and you might pick up some stuff that I just mentioned. But when you run a company and you're thrust into that leadership position, you get stronger. So for all those people that are listening in, one of the biggest things you can possibly do is always work with someone else where you're in the leadership position. You'll get stronger. They'll get stronger. But for selfish reasons, quite honestly, you'll always get stronger if you're always trying because you'll always challenge yourself. So you'll come up with these philosophies, which, by the way, I know I would never have come up with if it wasn't for me having to run my own company and having to deal with all the different things and having to say, how am I responsible? What could I have done differently? How do I make this thing sink in? Like, you know, so anybody that's ever worked with me for any period of time and kind of grasped this stuff, I find that they still apply all of these lessons to whatever they're doing. They say, you know, you used to yell and scream at me until, you know, I would call. And now I'm working for somebody else or I'm doing something else, but I'm telling my people the until story. I'm like, good. So at least I made a difference, you know? So anyway, so that's one little example of why I love working with Janine. Because if you're coached by her, she's teaching you the mindset. And these are crucial. They're life skills. They're not just how to build a downline. It's like everything. It's like everything. You're going to apply this to probably every aspect of your life. So back to you.
It's so true. And it's like you apply it to parenting. You apply it to, you know, my daughter was calling me last week because she was trying to purchase a car and she was dealing with a loan at the bank and people weren't calling back. And it was the same advice. You call until they call you back. And if they don't call you back, you call somebody else and you call somebody else and you keep. You have to care about it more than anybody else. And so these success, like you said, it's a mindset. These success principles apply whether it's with anything you're trying to do or accomplish in life. So they're great for business and running a home business. And that's kind of where I learned them. But there are things that apply for all areas of life. And it's just you start to have a better life. Maybe we should call it Better Life Radio because that's what starts to happen. You just start to have a better life because you learn not to give up and you learn to really care about people and you tell the truth and you tell people the truth with love and you help them be better and then they want to be around you and you grab a buddy and you have a successful life. You have a good business that you feel good about. You're not all the time, you know, like trying to catch up or apologizing for being late or apologize. I mean, like really, self-examination is a huge key. And that's what I was listening to you say, Peter. You're thinking about what did you do? What could I have done differently? What could I have done better? And to me, self-examination at the end of the day, that's something we don't really talk about, but I do that every day. I do that when I have any kind of a conflict. I say, what was my part? What was my part? Was it bad timing? Was I too heated? Was I not listening? What was my part? I don't like the way that went today, but what was my part? And what could I have done differently today? What could I do better tomorrow? And that's just growth and personal development and being a person of integrity and doing the self-check. If you check yourself, other people won't have to check you all the time. Nobody's harder on me than I am on myself. I was even upset right now, Peter, because I turned Alexa down because I was listening to music. But as you know, I have her programmed to tell me when to take a commercial, but I turned her volume way down and I forgot to turn her back up. So that won't happen again. Because then, as you said, go to commercial, I looked at her like angry, like, why didn't you tell me? And I looked at her and it was on the screen and it said, go to commercial. I turned her down. It's my fault. I'm at the scene of the crime, as Randy Gage would say.
Right. And the cool thing is that you do this probably thousands of times, and 1,000 might be a slight exaggeration, but it's not that far off, every day. Like, it's become a mindset. It's like it could be when you're cooking, it could be when you're helping your mom or helping your sister or, mm-hmm. or doing something in the house. I mean, it becomes a mindset where your brain is just trained this way. So, mm-hmm. and it has benefits beyond your business. And now that you could apply it towards your business and teach other people as well is really important. Now, for all those people listening in, you will never pick this up on one radio show. You have to listen to this over and over again. You have to try it yourself. You'll make some mistakes along the way. And that's why I love having you here, because it's just constant repetition of the things that you can be doing to be able to help make yourself better. So just as a little side note, as we wrap this up, how did I get started all this stuff? It was real simple. I took a management training position with a company called Electrolux, and they started giving me people that I had to train. And then all of a sudden I was training other people, and then I was always training other people and always training other people and trying to get better at whatever I did. And they taught me and I taught them. And after, since 1984, what's this year, 2019? What does that make, 35 mm-hmm. years? Is that 35 years? Holy crap. Me. I am freaking old. So just think about that. For 35 years, my brain has been in this gear. Now, it's been in this gear for a really long time. Like, I developed this quickly, but so it's been repeated and refined. So I didn't develop this on my first day, and I would have never developed it if I wouldn't have thrust myself into that position. For me, it happened kind of by accident. For those people listening in, you're here by design. Like, nobody made you call into Building Fortunes Radio. You're here by design. It wasn't by accident. So you have the ability to work with Janine and develop that mindset at any age. And as a result of that, literally, I mean, it's never too late to get started or remember or kind of get yourself back on track, but you can make a very big difference in lots of people's lives. And Janine, that's why I love doing this radio show with you, because you are it. Like, you get it. You do this. And there's a lot of other people out there that don't. So anybody that's looking to work with you should be working with you. So anyway, there's my little commercial again for Janine.
I love it. Thank you. I'm like really, really looking for new coaching clients because I have more time since I quit my day job and I'm home full time and I totally love it. You can go to JanineAvila.com and there's a little on the right hand corner of my website, there's some red boxing gloves and it says get Janine in your corner. And if you click on that, you can look at my program. And it's just my passion. It's what I love to do. And Peter, I got to tell you, I got the greatest compliment today. I got an email this morning on my website that somebody said, I want you to know I'm becoming addicted to the podcast of your radio show. And I've now stopped. Listen to this. She said, I've stopped listening to Dave Matthews in the morning, and now I'm listening to your show. I was like, woohoo! We bumped off Dave Matthews. That's a high compliment. So
that's a good thing.
I was pretty excited. I thought that was cool.
And like I said, just love doing the radio show with you. So for those people who are looking for a coach and more to work with Janine, she gives you everything. I mean, she won't do it for you, but she's going to give you all the things to help you grow and develop that mindset. And the stuff that she says, that Janine says casually, are really refined so well, they just sound casual, but they're really defined by, you know, the stuff that she's done and has other people kind of refine the process inside of her brain as well. Because we all learn by the people that don't do it. So the ones that don't do it really make me sharpen my skills, get really honed in, a little pissed off, a little angry, a little frustrated. But those are the ones that said, you know, darn, how do I explain this better? Like, how do I reach through? What can I possibly do? So through their level of whatever helps refine myself and Janine as well. I'm sure you can give me about a million examples of those things. So as we wrap this up, I'm just going to tell a story about Tony Tapping Penn. And this great kid. His name is Tony. I'll talk to you a little bit about how I met him in a second on another radio show. Tony's a good kid, and he wants to learn how to be successful. So every time he would come to one of our conference calls, I'd say, Tony, you're going to be able to take notes? And you can kind of hear the papers flushing, the flying all over the place. I'm like, Tony, you don't even have a freaking pen. Like, you don't even have a freaking pen. So you're like, whoa. So I'm like, every conference call, Tony, we did the same thing. Tony. So, and it was fun. So I was beating him up, but really not beating him up. I was beating him up for the point, but not making him feel worthless. Tony, we go through this every time. So I'm like, I want to hear the pen tapping. So we used to call him Tony Tapping Pen, like, you know, like Tony Soprano would call, like, you know, Johnny the Snake, yeah. But, you know, Butcher Joe. So like Tony Tapping Pen. So when Tony was here, like, Tony, I want to hear that tapping. Like, Tony, I want to hear it tap loud. And he would be tapping that pen on whatever clipboard or whatever it was that he was doing. And it took me a long time to condition Tony Tapping Pen to actually have a pen on the daily conference call that we were on. But eventually I got him. And, of course, then we went to taking notes. You know, did you take notes on there? And then we refined the notes. And I had, only because I really liked this kid, I had lots of hours of conference calls with him personally, even though he wasn't a coaching client, he was a part-time employee of mine. But I really liked this kid, and I wanted to help him become better. But I'll tell you, he helped everybody else listening as we were tormenting Tony Tapping Pen, because I bet you that everybody else on the phone was like, oh, crap, I forgot my pen. Oh, crap, I forgot my pen. And that was when people used to use pens for taking notes. But anyway, so back to you, Janine. I'll let you wrap it up.
Well, that's great, because those are the kind of stories. When you were saying that, I was even thinking of different people, and you get attached to them and you want to see them be successful. And that's the beauty of this business. So if you are listening to this, you took notes, listen to it again, listen to it a couple times. And I want to encourage you to make it a habit, when we're talking about habits, to listen to Building Fortunes Radio, listen to this show, and go back and re-listen to some of the shows, and go to my website, JanineAvila.com. And if you click on the contact button, you can sign up for my newsletter. And I've got a newsletter called Home Base, because I care very, you're safe at home base. Everybody knows that. And that's what my belief, that when you build your own business and you build it right, and I'm committed to helping instill the principles of things I've learned over the years, that will help you be successful, then you can have a super successful, profitable home business that you can thrive and grow and that you really love. So that's it for me tonight, Peter. I'll turn it back over to you.
Thank you. And for those people listening in, catch us every Thursday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Central Time. And you can make the adjustment for wherever else you might be. And then, of course, listen to the previous radio shows on buildingfortunesradio.com/Janine. You can download them. You can send links to your phone. There's lots of ways that you'll be able to share this information and share with your downline, and some of the best generic training you could ever find. And then if you're looking to find a coach, work with Janine. We'll catch you later. Thanks, everyone. See you next week. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.